This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Rose Howland versus Truman Medical Center, Inc., DBA University Health Lakewood Medical Center, decided July 1st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Rose Howland, appellant, WD 87521, Truman Medical Center, Inc.'s opinion filed July 1st, 2025, DBA University Health, Lakewood Medical Center, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri. The Honorable Joel P. Fanestock, Judge Division 3, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Presiding Judge, Alok Ahuja, Judge and Thomas N. Chapman, Judge Rose Howland, D., appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Jackson County, the trial court, dismissing her claims for lack of standing. Howland's claims arose from an incident that occurred in 2021 when she was both employed by and a patient of Truman Medical Center, Inc., Truman Medical. Howland alleged that her co-workers accessed her patient files without authority, discovered she was not vaccinated for COVID-19, harassed and ostracized her for her vaccination decision, and as a result, her workplace became intolerable, causing her to resign. Howland asserted six claims against Truman Medical. 1. Breach of fiduciary duty of confidentiality. 2. Breach of implied contract. 3. VBET 2 violation of the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, MMPA. 4. Negligence. 5. Negligent training and supervision. And 6. Negligence per se. Truman Medical moved to dismiss Howland's claims for lack of standing and failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. The trial court granted Truman Medical's motion in part, dismissing all claims for lack of standing except for the MMPA claim. Howland then voluntarily dismissed the MMPA claim without prejudice. The trial court entered a final judgment, and this appeal followed. We find the trial court erred in dismissing Howland's claims for lack of standing. However, we find the trial court did not err in dismissing the negligence per se count, as it failed to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. As a result, we affirm the dismissal of Howland's negligence per se claim and reverse the dismissal of her claims for breach of fiduciary duty, breach of implied contract, negligence, and negligent training and supervision. Factual and procedural background. Howland initiated this action against Truman Medical in September 2022. Truman Medical filed a motion to dismiss for lack of standing and failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. The trial court denied Truman Medical's motion without prejudice to allow Howland to cure the pleading deficiencies. The trial court ordered Howland file an amended petition in compliance with Rule 55.05 within 10 days. 1.1 Rule 55.05 provides that a pleading shall contain 1. A short and plain statement of the facts showing that the pleader is entitled to relief, and 2. A demand for judgment for the relief to which the pleader claims to be entitled. 3. Howland filed her second amended petition for damages, which is the operative petition in this matter. Howland alleged that she was an employee and patient of Truman Medical, and on November 12, 2021, without authorization or any working need, her co-workers accessed her patient records maintained with Truman Medical to discover if she was vaccinated for COVID-19. Howland had declined to be vaccinated for the COVID-19 virus. Howland alleged that her co-workers shared Howland's vaccination status with their follow co-workers and other employees of Truman Medical. Howland's co-workers and supervisors ostracized, ridiculed, and harassed her for her medical choices. She was demoted as a result of the improper disclosure, and her workplace became untenable, such that she could no longer effectively work for Truman Medical, and she was forced to resign. Howland asserted that Truman Medical improperly handled and inadequately protected her confidential medical information, resulting in its wrongful disclosure. She claimed that as a direct result, she suffered emotional distress, embarrassment, humiliation, loss of enjoyment of life, loss of privacy and confidentiality, exposure to heightened future risk of identity theft, out-of-pocket expenses associated with the wrongful disclosure, out-of-pocket expenses incurred to mitigate the effects of the wrongful disclosure, the value of her time spent mitigating the effects of the wrongful disclosure, and the lost benefit of her bargain when she paid for her privacy to be protected and it was not. Howland asserted six claims against Truman Medical. 1. Breach of fiduciary duty of confidentiality. 2. Breach of implied contract. 3. Violation of the MMPA. 4. Negligence. 5. Negligent training and supervision. And 6. Negligence per se, based on violations of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act.